speak until our hearts are stirred. Hallelujah, Lord, we sing for the good news that you bring.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John chapter 15. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, when words seem to have lost their meaning, help us to find new words, to make creative use of language. We thank you that language never runs out, but that your Son is the Word, and you give us words and language that we need to share your love. Amen. Nobody wants to work anymore. Everybody thinks that they are entitled to a good life just by virtue of their existence. I blame the Lutherans. They go around preaching that work won't get you into heaven, that all you have to do is have faith in Jesus. Some Lutherans go even further, and they say you don't even have to be Christian. So what is there left to do? Nothing. Nobody wants to work. No wonder things are going downhill so fast. Kids these days, why can't they be like we were? Perfect in every way. The problem isn't actually work. The problem is language. Words don't mean what they used to. We underestimate the power of words. If words weren't terribly powerful, then they wouldn't be dangerous, and they wouldn't still be banning books. One book that's banned is To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. We're reading that for Sunday school. But you know, other books have been banned recently in certain school districts. One such book is called Mouse, a graphic novel by Art Spiegelman. It's about his father, Vladek, who survived the Holocaust. If that book hadn't been banned, I wouldn't have seen it on TV and I wouldn't have gone to Barnes & Noble and bought it, which I did. And I wouldn't have found out that I liked it so much that I bought a second copy and gave it to my nephew for Christmas, because he's into graphic novels and I picked his name out of the, you know, Secret Santa thing. The thing about that book that was so challenging for me was how central hard work and even money were to surviving the Holocaust for Vladek Spiegelman. The author, Art Spiegelman, tells the story of his father, Vladek, who was the consummate negotiator and bargainer and worker. He was a salesman in Eastern Europe, And every step of the way, his improbable survival hinged on making deals and working insanely hard, his fingers down to the bone, back-breaking labor. It wasn't just the fact that he had money, which he did have. In fact, at one point in the story, Vladek's father-in-law and his wife don't survive. They had a lot of money, and money wasn't enough to save them. But Vladek survives because he had money and he worked hard, negotiating small advantages at every turn and literally saving himself from the ovens. And as I read that book and was so shaken to my core, I thought to myself, literally in prayer, my God, how could I ever say that work doesn't save us? And then I've read other people too, like Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, positive psychologist, that says that after a lot of studies of positive psychology, people are actually most happy, most at ease, least anxious when they're doing what? When they're working. If they have a fulfilling job, and that's important, it's not just any work, but a fulfilling job, people are often at their happiest. They're at their peak psychological activity. They're not worried. They experience what he calls flow, which we hear about now, flow. So given all of this, I'm really struggling to be able to say that work doesn't save us. Hard work actually does seem to pay off. And that's why I think the problem isn't work. The problem is language. What do we mean, and what did Luther mean and Paul mean when they say that we're saved by faith and not by work? They had to be talking about something. So if we look at our scripture this morning from 1 John chapter 5, verse 5, it says, "Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Sounds good. Sounds interesting. The world tried to conquer Jesus, but Jesus resurrected from the dead. So then when I think back to that book, Maus, and Working Hard, and Vladek Spiegelman, I have to ask myself a simple question. Would faith in Jesus have helped Vladek Spiegelman survive? How would that have helped him? What allowed him to survive, in fact, was not whether or not he was a Christian, but it was that he was shrewd enough to work hard for his own salvation. This past week at Bible study, we were studying John chapter 10, and at the end of the chapter, it says this. Listen to these words of Jesus that seem to sum it all up. Jesus says this, "Do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But even if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works." This is Jesus talking. He goes on and he says, "That you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Now listen to this. Again, they tried to seize him, Jesus, but he escaped from their grasp. Jesus escaped their grasp. If we believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, then obviously we want to be like him. We want to do what he did. We want to follow the commandments and do what he says. We look carefully at his actions. He escaped persecution multiple times throughout his life because he worked hard. In other words, Jesus worked to survive. In fact, Jesus negotiated and worked so hard, so pleased the Father, that he resurrected from the dead. So faith in Jesus is working hard, negotiating, and achieving our salvation like Jesus did. We must be excellent like Jesus is excellent. That's what we have to do. That is what faith is. So did Vladek Spiegelman have faith in Jesus? He may not have said it like that, but I would say, yeah, he did. I would say that when we follow the Ten Commandments, whoever we are, when we do what is right in the eyes of God, that is faith in Jesus. That is the faith of Jesus. So again, I say the problem is language. We have to figure out how to say things in a way that makes sense today. When Luther and Paul talk about not being saved by good works, what are they talking about? I think the best way to understand what they mean is to say that all the other stuff doesn't save us. How we appear, our class, our gender, our race, none of that stuff saves us. God is not biased. God is not prejudiced. God doesn't judge us upon how we look or what category we're placed in. That's what we mean when we say we're not saved by works. God looks at the character of our heart. Psalm 98, verse 9 says, "At the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity," with fairness. God judges with equity. God does not regard us according to our external appearances, but of the character of our soul. That's what we mean by faith. And the good news is that words can change. We can make up new words to explain timeless truths. Listen again to our psalm. The psalm says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Sing a new song. Sing praises. Make a joyful noise before the king. Let the seas roar. Let the floods clap their hands. And let the hills sing together for joy." So we talked about work and faith, and what do they mean? The question now is, what is grace? Maybe you could think about it and let me know what you think. Amen. Please stand as you're able, and we sing our hymn of the day.